This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
There are two things that stand in the way of Apple Pay and services like it becoming the way we do mobile payments. The first is that swiping your phone in front of a scanner isn't all that different from swiping a credit card. But even if you are amazed at the prospect of not spending 3 to 5 seconds pulling your wallet out, there's the second problem. If you want to ditch the wallet altogether, there's a lot of setup involved. Lisa Sellin Davis just tried this for a week. She wrote about it for Quartz. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You did this for a week?
I did.
Give me the top line. How'd it go?
It was more difficult than I thought because I think the technology isn't there all the way yet.
Okay, so wait, let me ask you. When you say technology, are you talking about the device in your hands or the device on the merchant's counter?
Both. So, you know, I have an iPhone. It works. It can download those apps. Although some of it is that the vendors don't always have the technology to work with the apps.
How did you set everything up? Are these apps relatively easy to use when they do work?
Yep, they're relatively easy to use. They vary in terms of how much data entry you have to do. So some of them you can simply photograph your debit cards or credit cards. Others you enter in the numbers. For me, that was a deterrent to have to do that over and over for different apps. But after that, it's quite easy.
How many apps did you put on your phone for this particular week?
I think I put six. Well, I downloaded more, but I got tired of the data entry. And my phone came with some. So Passbook, which is on the iPhone, comes with a variety of apps with it for Macy's and Starbucks and a bunch of other chain stores.
How did your behavior change during this week?
I spent a lot less money. It was fantastic. I highly recommend this to compulsive shoppers.
Where does this all leave you?
Well, I think that there are some problems with it. Because fewer vendors than I needed accepted these digital payments, it required me to stay within this circumscribed set of businesses. So it kept more money in the world of retail giants.
Oh, but for them, that's great news, isn't it?
It's more good news for them. But in terms of supporting a more diversified economy, local businesses, I think that this gets in the way.
Lisa Sellin Davis writes for the online publication Quartz. Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you.